Peace be unto you from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. We have to face the question. We have to determine the answer. And the answer for us this morning, as we face the question, is there is a person and there are resources. But first, let's face the question. I wonder what our response is. As we heard the question shared from this text that was addressed to the disciples, will you also go away? And I wonder if we aren't at that point in our life just this week to begin to think that this isn't a pertinent question at all. Certainly not for those of us who are expecting the call to be issued on Thursday night or the assignment to be issued tomorrow evening. Isn't the question just a little bit out of place to us who have served all these years at the feet of educators, Christian educators, perhaps from the time that we entered high school after confirmation, all the way through Christian college, and then here at the seminary for 4 years, 3 years, or whatever the case might be? Do we still have to ask this kind of a question? Isn't this the kind of a question that's to be asked out there somewhere? Certainly not within the hallowed halls of a great theological seminary. We might respond to the question by saying, I have sat at the feet of great theologians, or I am a tenured faculty member at a great theological institution or part of the faculty or staff. As a matter of fact, I have a pretty good following of my own that I've built up over the years. None of it, or any of the other reasons you may be harboring in your mind, are an adequate answer or an adequate excuse to refrain or to refuse to seriously, humbly applying this question to our situation, to my situation. What direction is it that I am going today in my own personal life? What road have I chosen in spite of the fact that I may be here at this place? Have I succumbed to much of the modern philosophy of our world, which expresses itself by saying, here am I, serve me? Or have I become engaged in the act of the clay molding the potter? The word or the question which was asked is asked in the context of a great chapter of the Scriptures, namely the Great Bread chapter, where this sixth chapter of John begins with the recording of the episode of the feeding of the 5,000 and how the multitudes came to Jesus recognizing him as a king. And many of them, obviously, by the fact that this question has to be addressed, recognized him only as a bread king. And then he says, I am the bread which came down from heaven. He who believes has eternal life. And if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. And the reaction to that is not this Jesus the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? Why, he's just one of the seminary community. And then he goes on to say in this chapter, I am the living bread. Except you eat this bread and drink this blood, you have no part of me. I will raise him up at the last day. And the reaction? How can this man give us his flesh to eat? Some great truths are recorded here. Great truths of comfort. Some great truths that give us holding and staying power that are provided through this bread of life, Jesus. We are quick to say, isn't it great to be able to have this staying power and this power made available to us by Him who is the bread of life? And then just as quickly, it's almost as if the tables are turned, this question looms before us. In spite of all of this, will you also go away? Why does it have to come to this? Why does it have to get so personal? If not Christ, then what? In what direction are you heading? Will you also go away? There are many altars at which to worship. The altars of the many modern-day cults which are quickly rising up almost day after day. Certainly, there are places to go. There is the God of wealth and materialism. You can worship at the altar of cynicism, or you can worship at the altar of negativism, where you see no good in anything and look for the bad in everything. You can worship at the God of pleasure, or at the altar of the God of position, of honor, or fame. There is some place to go. Will you also go away? The question needs to be asked. And having asked the question, there is an appropriate and proper response which is suggested by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in this text. The disciples had to handle the problems of personal insufficiency. They had to deal with frustrations and heartaches and sorrows and troubles the same that we will face. Will you also go away? And if we can respond to that question as suggested in the word of this text, Lord, to whom shall we go? And follow the words of Jesus, we will find the help that we so desperately need. Lord, to whom shall we go? And the text tells us that there is a person to whom we can go. And that person is none other than Jesus, the bread of life. Here is a person you can depend on, who when he saw before him the cross of Calvary, steadfastly, nevertheless, set his face to walk, not Madison Avenue, but the Via Dolorosa. It's that kind of a friend and person that we can depend on. He's the kind of person we can trust in the darkest hour because he endured the darkness of Good Friday. and the light of an Easter morn. For the sake of your sins and mine, so that he could become our person, our Redeemer, our Savior. Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Or as the Greek would be better translated, I suppose, utterances of eternal life you have. As a matter of fact, the object is placed in front of the verb in order to give it absolute emphasis. You have what we need, the utterances of eternal life. You have that which gives us hope for today and tomorrow. You are the one. It's not our own resources, but the ones he provides. You have the resource of eternal life. You have the resources of the word and sacraments. You have words of eternal life. The words that I speak unto you, he said earlier, they are spirit and they are life. You are the Holy One of God. You are separated unto God. You are wholly separated from the world, which is unholy because of sin. Jesus comes from God to rid the world of its unholiness and its sin in order to separate men to be holy unto God. Will you also go away? Lord, to whom shall we go? There is a person, and there are the resources, and God provides them all in his Son, Jesus Christ. No, by the power of God's Spirit working through that word, we will not go away. Amen.